Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Drew Maddox joins us to talk college basketball, sponsored by Lance Drury Law. Drew, what's up? How are you?
Man, doing great, Brent. I hope you and Mickey are having a great day. And that event sounds like a ton of fun. So I know you guys have a great afternoon in store.
Yep, Philip Fulmer will be here. Jeremy Pruitt will be here. Bob Kessling will be here. So
50-degree temperature drop is going to happen.
Hey, no more like tornado winds and 3 inches of rain. I mean, I guess more rain's coming. Is that what I saw?
Yeah, oh, man. There's a big line of storms coming today. Yeah,
great.
Hey, Drew, let's start with Lipscomb. Having a historic season, 10 wins in a row, which is their longest winning streak since their Division I era. They win last night by 37 points at North Florida, 92-55. Nobody on that roster had won at North Florida. 37-point difference, largest margin of victory over an A-Sun team in program history. Casey Alexander has to be happy with what's going on here, but you can't rest on that, can you?
No, you can't. But I mean, as we started to say on Monday, this is a team that you're going to have to pay close attention to, and we're going ahead and foreshadowing that this success and to continue, they're going to have success in their conference tournament, punch their way back into their second straight NCAA tournament bid, which last year they played North Carolina, of course.
Yep.
But this is a team that you definitely do not want to see. They did a great job with their scheduling. This is a battle tested team. They have now played in the NCAA tournament. They have gone on the road and had several great RPI victories. And so this is a team that will be very, very dangerous come March. And guys, in terms of Casey Alexander, just a brilliant coach and does a fantastic job. His name now is already popping up on a lot of the hot boards for coaching carousel moves in terms of hot names that will take place this spring.
And it should. A couple other things, Drew. Lipscomb has won 18 straight conference games, which is the second longest streak in the country behind Gonzaga, who's won 21 in a row. And then Garrison Matthews, I want to get your take on him. Now, fourth all-time in scoring in the A-Sun. He's second all-time in made threes with 308. The record is 316. He's going to do that, too. What a player.
Yeah, I really love to watch Garrison play from right here in Franklin, Tennessee at Franklin High School.
Yeah.
I think he's a young man that has just developed year over year, Brent, and just has gotten completely better and transformed his skill set. Came into the program and not really knowing if he was going to be able to make that kind of difference and impact, and this young man has just been tremendous. Can score in a variety of ways. He's multidimensional, can put the ball on the floor, gets to the free throw line, creates a lot of havoc with his physicality, but Brent, he can also make that jump shot when it presents itself. This is a guy that will be player of the year in their conference, unquestioned, and a young man that I think is going to make a lot of money come when he graduates overseas or somewhere, because he is really, really a fantastic player. The game that you need to look for Lipscomb is that February 13th, Liberty returns back to Nashville. You know, what is that game going to look like next week when Liberty comes back here?
We had Mike DeCourcy on from the Sporting News yesterday, Drew, and he was talking about those guys. And we were talking about, I said, you know, is there a team out there with a fun-loving nun or something that we can look forward to, you know, maybe making a run in March? And this is one of the teams that came up. He said Lipscomb, and he mentioned them as like a 14 seed, as high as a 14 seed. So, you know, not that 16 impossible journey of a seed, but he thinks they'll pop up a couple of rungs on the ladder this year.
I really do, and I saw them on one bracketology report, Mickey, as high as even a 13 or even a 12 on one report. So
wow,
back to it. I mean, this is a team that has a lot of challenges if you have to play them. They're shooting, obviously, but the way they play, and Rob Marbury, just an experienced fifth-year player that played right here again in Middle Tennessee at Franklin Road Academy, went to Western Kentucky, transferred back to Lipscomb. He's a left-handed big man and really can throw a changeup in the interior. And I'll keep saying it because I'm going to sing these guys' praises. I love how they have signed a lot of local young men to their program. Starts at the point guard spot with Kenny Cooper, another FRA graduate, Nate Moran, a fifth-year senior from right here at Battleground Academy. If you're a Nashvillian, a Middle Tennessean, this is a team you want to get behind. They are locally driven. They have a great coaching staff that was right here from Nashville, Tennessee. Casey Alexander, Brentwood Academy, a great, great team to follow and jump on the bandwagon of.
OVC tournament's always fun, Drew. I don't know that we've seen a year like this, though. There are four teams at 8-2, Belmont, Murray State, Austin Peay, and Jacksonville State. The only sucky part of that is, to use a really intelligent word, is that it's in Evansville and not in Nashville. I hate that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know how the Municipal Auditorium lost that tournament. Some of my favorite memories of the last 5 to 7 years, Brent, have been those Belmont-Murray State games when Austin Peay, with the Dave Luce story, when he was battling, you know, all the sickness with his family, and they got hot and caught lightning in a bottle, than what Ray Harper did at Jacksonville State. We've seen some great, great storylines and some big-time shots, memorable shots that have been made in that building. I can't believe with OVC headquarters here that tournament's not at the Municipal Auditorium, which also creates the next week's excitement for the SEC tournament. I hate that it's not here because that tournament should absolutely reside in Nashville, Tennessee.
I meant to ask you this earlier in the week when we talked to you, but this is still such a head-scratcher. How did North Carolina State score 24 points, Drew, in a Division I college basketball game?
Yeah, that was atrocious. I was watching that game, and I switched it over after 5 minutes because it was a train wreck. You know, the interesting thing is Kevin Keats in North Carolina State, he was birthed out of the Rick Pitino family tree. They play a fast, up-tempo style. The very next game, they scored almost 100 points, Mickey. So I think this was an outlier game that was just one of those things that literally Kevin Keats was said that he thought a lid was literally on the basket. It was just a weird game. It was an outlier game. But I think it does speak also to the strength of what Buzz Williams has done at Virginia Tech. The team that's going to be a 3 or 4 seed at worst, and he has rapidly improved the basketball product there at Virginia Tech.
So, a bunch of good SEC games on Saturday. Anything that really stands out to you that you're looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, I think that game of Kentucky in Starkville. We've seen a couple of different years where Mississippi State has been the team that has upset Kentucky there at the hump. So, I look forward to that one. I think the other game that's going to be interesting to see, just because we got to follow the storyline here locally, but this is a must-win for Alabama. A lot of the bracketology reports, we see them sitting squarely on the bubble. This would be I know Vanderbilt's 0-9, but the credit they would get by winning inside of Memorial Gym would be huge. And then this is a huge game for Vanderbilt. I mean, I think this is a game that they should win, they could win. They played a lot better at Arkansas the other day. They continue to miss free throws, which is a head-scratcher. Yeah. But they can beat this Alabama team. They should beat Alabama, and I think Vanderbilt will get their first win this Saturday night.
Drew, Tennessee, obviously they've won 17 games in a row, which is a program record. They're ranked number one. We know all of the good stuff. Just looking at some potential areas of concern for them, defensively, giving up that open three-point look. I looked. In the last 9 games, they are giving up 9.4 made three-point shots per game. Is that something that Rick Barnes needs to be concerned about?
Yeah, I think it's something that certainly he's addressing, but I think it's maybe just a little bit of complacency. I mean, Brent, I know we're sitting here splitting hairs over a team that's number one in the country, like you said, with their victory count. And leading the SEC at 9-0 in the league. But I do think some complacency has set in. I just think, you know, when you watch them play, and once again, we are splitting hairs because they're playing fantastic basketball, but I just don't see quite the urgency on the defensive end that we saw earlier in the year. And that's showing up, obviously, in their perimeter defense. The other night, they're just lucky Missouri could make a shot. Missouri was 8 of 27 from the three-point line, so they got off several good looks. Missouri just can't shoot it. They're like Vanderbilt right now, really struggling from the perimeter. So, I mean, this Tennessee team, once again, continues to be their calling card, the offensive end. They didn't shoot the ball well the other night, and they really didn't they didn't really control the ball like they've been controlling the ball. So I think Tennessee, is it going to be Florida this week? I don't think so. I think they'll still get through. I still have that Kentucky game circled as the potential game that could have slip up could occur.
Well, and ultimately, they probably do too. So, you know, I mean, it's human nature to go through some of this against teams that you know you should beat. I don't know. And maybe that's the challenge from a coaching perspective to make sure that slip-up doesn't occur.
Yeah, and that is the challenge. And they're going through this for the first time. This is a program that has you know, scratched and clawed for the position that they're in. So I just would love to continue to see the urgency. They have a veteran team. They have an upperclassman team and obviously an outstanding head coach. And, yes, I'm a Vanderbilt guy, but I'm pulling for this Tennessee team. This is a team that is so much fun to watch, and I hope that they continue to have success.
At Drew Maddox on Twitter, Drew has a game tomorrow night, right? Semifinal game tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll play at 8:30 in the semifinal against Knowledge Academy, charter school right here in Nashville. Yes, a great, great game, and tournament's right here at CPA. And, Brent, by the way, a big shout-out, your son, sixth grade, city championship today at 4 o'clock here on our campus. So we're excited about what Will and the 6th grade Lions can do today.
Yep, I'll be monitoring. My wife is sometimes good about sending text messages with score. So that'll be good. And we're looking forward to that. Good luck, Drew, man. And we'll talk with you next week, brother.
That sounds great. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Drew Maddox, basketball coach over at CPA, former All-SEC guard at Vanderbilt. And they've got a game that they run every morning that is just star-studded, and the line of people to get in is so long. And strangely, I've never been asked to participate, Mickey. Can you believe that?
You need to see your three-point shooting prowess that you put on at Belmont that day.
Yeah, me and Darby.